and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, we're at verse number 21. The Sermon on the Mount here, the Lord Jesus is going through what we call the Beatitudes, the blessedness of those that are experiencing the things that he describes here, and the reward of God unto them. Certainly we see in that a progression of salvation a progression in the children of God that have been saved by the Lord, and how the Lord works in them, and the things that the growth that is there for the child of God, and the blessings of the Lord indeed upon his people, and those that believe in him, trust him, receive him, have repented of their sins, and that he's saved. He talks about salt and light, and how the children of the Lord and his churches are salt and light in the world. And then he gives this insert here, or this kind of a pause, saying, now look out, I'm not looking to change the law, I'm not looking to destroy the law, I'm not looking to destroy the prophets, anything that they've said, but praise be to God, he declares, as a man I've come to fulfill it. And he did. He did some 2,000 years ago when he walked upon this earth, and the 33 years that he lived, he fulfilled the law of God. And any of it that is not fulfilled, indeed, he will fulfill before this age and the millennia is complete. He will fulfill it all. Everything that God has given mankind to do in the Word of God, Jesus Christ will fulfill. And so he declares unto us that we've got to have a righteousness that's outside of this world. Not the righteousness of men, but a righteousness, the righteousness of God, only found in the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his ability to impute that, to give that unto those that he saves. And then he begins to deal with the law itself. And again, as we pointed out last time, in Exodus 20, the Lord gives 10 commandments. Great summaries about different facets of life. And the first four commandments are relevant to our relationship with God. The first four, they deal with our relationship and our attitude and way towards our God. And so he makes that very clear. Then the last six are our relationship and our attitude and our way towards one another, towards mankind, towards one another. The first one deals with the family, and that father and mother should be honored. But then after that, when he begins to give us the commandments on the way we're to treat our neighbor, if you will, to treat our other of mankind, men and women in the world, the first one is we should not murder one another. We should not murder one another. We should not murder self. And so that is what the Lord deals with here on the Sermon on the Mount. He says in verse 21, ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill, but whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. And so the Lord here is saying, you've heard about this commandment, the sixth commandment, not to murder one another. And if someone does murder, then they should be, the system should deal with them, the judgment, the judicial system. But I say unto you, and so now we have this first occasion where Jesus is saying, here's the way it really is. Jesus doesn't say, God says. Jesus says, I say. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. What the Lord says, you understand and have been taught that if a man murders another, a woman murders another, or any combination of that, that they should go to the judicial system. The Lord says, what I say unto you, to be angry with your brother without a cause, just to be angry, just because you don't like some aspect of them, some facet of their life, some way that they do, a way that they look, or whatever it is. You have no cause. You have no personal offense. to be angry with his brother without a cause, that one is in danger of the judgment. That one is in danger. To hate, and to be angry, and I think that's the connotation, to be angry and to hatred, to despise one without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment. And so the Lord says, being angry without a cause is equal to what they thought about murder. And he goes on to say, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, which means to be worthless, to not be of any value or anything like that. Raca shall be in danger of the council. Now this is beyond just the work of the judges, but this is to the Sanhedrin, the 70 in Israel, that any Jew would be fearful to be brought before. He said, if you say this, you believe that your brother is just worthless, Raca shall be in danger of the council. So he steps it up, and so you say these words to your brother, and evidently it was a term that it was used often among them in that day. You'll be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. This is the ultimate despising of someone, saying unto them, there is no hope eternally for you. The condemnation of a soul and an individual, saying that there is no help, you are ultimately physically and spiritually worthless. And the thing is the leadership in Israel were making those kind of judgments. We see that in the Gospels, where the Lord Jesus heals the man that was born blind, and how he heals him. And he doesn't reveal himself unto him, and gives a time for him to be able to speak to the elders as they quiz him, they quiz his parents. And you know what they say to that man that had been healed by the Lord Jesus and had been given his sight that he had never had, born blind? As they bear down on him and ask him questions about his healing and what the Lord Jesus has done to him, he says to them, I know he healed me and I can see now. That's the thing I know. Whether he's a prophet or not, I don't know. But this thing I know, I was blind and now I see. And said, and now marvel, you guys don't know who he is and what he's doing? I mean, if he's able to do this kind of thing to me, you mean you all don't know who he is? You're the leaders amongst us. And they say to him, in a paraphrase, do you instruct us? Do you teach us? You were altogether born in sins. See their attitude there? They despise the man from the beginning. They bring him in for questioning, but unless he agrees totally with what they think and what they say, they have the same opinion that they had of him being a blind beggar from his birth. They have the same opinion of him always. There's no redemption, no possibility. The offscouring of the world because he was poor, because he was a beggar, because he was born blind. They had this superstitious outlook that because the man was born blind, somebody had to be guilty of having done something sinful against God to have such a thing put upon them. After all, they were holy and righteous, they thought, and they weren't born blind. Thou wast altogether born in sins. And dost thou teach us? They rejected him. And so the Lord says here, if you say to your brother, thou fool, you shall be in danger of hellfire. To say that there's no hope for a soul, no help for a soul, to stand in the position of condemnation of one unto hell, that's not in the hands of men. That's in the hands of God. And while there's life and the Lord Jesus, who is always, there is always help and hope for every soul until life passes. And so the Lord says, I say unto you. One thing that the Lord brings out in this is that our doing, our speech, and our action, murder physically, murder of self, suicide is a great, terrible thing in our day. Words towards our neighbor or our brother, anger, and this of thinking that they're worthless, and this of thinking that there's no hope for them and being a fool. It all starts with thought, and it all starts in the heart. And so Jesus is bringing this down here, that our problem, yeah, we have the sins that we've committed against God, but they've all started in our wicked, wicked, evil hearts. As one brother put it years ago, in the factory of sin. And I tell you what, that's a fine way to describe it. That's the way it is with us. The factory of sin that's in within each and every one of us knows nothing but to produce sin against God. And it starts in the thought. It starts in the thinking. It starts in the covetousness. It starts in the self-wisdom that we have naturally. We think that we are all wise, conceitedness. It starts there. Therefore, because of all that, the Lord says, anger, saying that our brother is worthless, even condemning them to be no help whatsoever. If thou bring thy gift to the altar to worship God, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave thy gift before the altar, don't bring it to the Lord, and go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Having such hatred, vehemence in our hearts, against our brethren, against mankind, our worship to God will not be received, and our gift unto God will not be received. And how it was in that day and how it is even in our day that we seek to worship God and we have these weights of wickedness of the heart bearing within us. God sees it. And that's the point that the Lord Jesus is making, is that it all starts in the thought of the heart. He says, leave your gift. Leave your gift. And go make it right, and then come back and worship God. I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.